Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. There's a Market Ready workshop set for this Thursday in Frankfort at Kentucky State University. UK Ag Economics Extension Professor Tim Woods will be a presenter and says this is a great opportunity for produce farmers who may produce for farmers market sales to take that next step.
That's right, Mike. It's a program that we've put in place that is particularly targeting those producers that are wanting to sell into restaurants, grocery, wholesale, even farm to school. We've seen a lot of growth and interest in these markets that are wanting to feature local products in local markets. Needless to say, folks like the Department of Ag and the Kentucky Proud program have been very close partners with us in providing this education that is really a set of best supplier principles or practices.
He says they've worked very closely with potential buyers of those farm products.
We've interviewed over 150 buyers that have given us their perspective on what they would like to see from their local producer suppliers. And a lot of the things are kind of very nuts and bolts type things, what to think about with respect to packaging, pricing, insurance, quality control.
There are a number of new and different challenges for growers in this arena, and they hope to make that a smoother transition. We'll be right back.
A strong local food system can help people and communities become healthier. In Kentucky, we have a long-standing tradition of producing and consuming foods with local flavor. You can help support our traditional agricultural economy by looking for ways to fit Kentucky-grown foods into your diet. Eating local is also good for the environment. Kentucky-grown foods, good for your health and the Commonwealth.
For more information, contact your local UK College of Agriculture Cooperative Extension Service.
Back with UK Ag economist Dr. Tim Woods, the step up from farmers' market sales to going wholesale can be daunting.
What do I need to do for a UPC code? How do I set up my insurance? What's my packaging need to look like? What's the expectation from some of these different buyers with respect to my product?
Woods says the opportunity for producers in this potential area of expansion is as open as it's ever been.
The thing that has been kind of exciting to me as I've been delivering this program is the interaction I've had with the buyers, the restaurant chefs, the grocery buyers, the wholesale folks that are really excited about the local product. They see the enormous demand on their side for local products. And so really reaching back to our producer community to try to make things work.
That Market Ready workshop this Thursday at Kentucky State University. Local extension offices have details. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.